This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
A scoundrel or an ungodly man is what scoundrel means, by the way, plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. Think for a moment of how bad news about somebody spreads. Have you ever been involved in the carrying on of gossip? Everybody has. Even people who say they never gossip, gossip because they share things that they're not sure is true. They're 99% sure it's true, but they're not 100% sure it's true. And our gossip, our speech can be like a scorching fire, meaning what? It destroys. It has destructive power. Let's bring up the next verse. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. Couple things there. Do you recognize the first half of that verse? A perverse man stirs up dissension. It was just a few weeks ago in this series. We talked about the seven things God hates. The seven things that are listed in the Bible where God says, I hate these things. Number seven was a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Don't brag about the fact that you have the capability of stirring up a hornet's nest. And I've actually heard people do that. You won't believe the hornet's nest I stirred up when I told her this and I told this person that. And they think it's like a gift, like a talent that they've got. And God says, I hate the man or woman that stirs up dissension among brothers. And here it says a perverse man or woman stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. I wanted to know what the word gossip meant in the Hebrew. I looked it up, and you know what it literally means? Whisperer. Isn't that interesting? The word literally means a whisperer separates close friends. You know, one of the most devastating things I think you can do on this earth is to be the person who separates people, to be a separator. Do you know why? Because that's what Satan does. Satan is a person who separates people. He wants to separate a husband and wife. He wants to separate two brothers. He wants to separate two sisters so they don't speak to one another, and two people at work and two people at school. And so if you and I are used to separate close friends, this may shock you to hear this, but I believe it's true. We're doing not the work of the Holy Spirit. We're doing the work of an unholy spirit to separate close friends by our words. Words have power. Brian Tracy's an author who writes about criticism. He says, destructive criticism lies at the root of many personality problems and much hostility between individuals. It leaves a trail of broken spirits, demoralization, anger, resentment, self-doubt, and a host of negative emotions. When children are constantly criticized at an early age, you know what they learn to do? To criticize themselves. They run themselves down, sell themselves short, and interpret their experiences in a negative way. They always feel, I'm not good enough, no matter how hard I try or how well I do. The whole purpose of criticism, he says, if you must give it, is performance improvement. It is to help the other person to be better as a result. Constructive criticism is not done for revenge. It's not payback time. It's not a vehicle to express your displeasure or your anger. Its purpose is to help, not hurt, or you should refrain from using it at all. You should refrain from using it at all. Let's bring up one more, the last verse, Proverbs 18:21 again. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
Well, that, my friend, is the strongest comment in the book of Proverbs on the tongue, that the tongue has the power of life and death. Do you now realize, and do I realize now, the power of the tongue when the Lord says it has the power of life and death? Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.